In the Middle East, violence between Palestinian factions is on the rise, along with more fighting between Palestinians and Israelis. And this week, there's a new wrinkle. The violent side of the rivalry between the Palestinian groups Hamas and Fatah has spread to the West Bank. Until now, it has played out almost exclusively in the Gaza Strip. NPR's Eric Welstervelt reports.
Since Hamas won January's Palestinian election, sparking an international boycott of its new government, the parliament building in the West Bank city of Ramallah has seen its share of political sparring. But not until this week had the floor of the legislature seen a violent melee. Wednesday, enraged government workers who haven't been paid in more than 3 months stormed parliament during a regular session. The angry crowd hurled insults, bottles, and threw punches at Hamas lawmakers. They blamed the Islamists for the Palestinians' financial and political isolation. The Hamas speaker was forced to flee under armed escort. Mahmoud Musla, a newly elected Hamas lawmaker from Ramallah, blamed Fatah. He says it was another attempt to undermine the Hamas government through intimidation.
Let me say clearly, there are big Fatah leaders behind this. What we see is not spontaneous. This is organized chaos that's attempting to bring down our government.
The political divide between the factions has led to what you might call civil war light. Inter-Palestinian fighting has killed 24 people so far. Press Fatah leaders on what they see as a reasonable way out of the deadlock, and you get a sense of just how wide the gulf is between the factions. Fatah lawmaker Jamal Turabi says the impasse will end only when Hamas's entire cabinet, from prime minister on down, resigns en masse and is replaced by a cabinet of technocrats.
We are reaching a state of social and political suicide. Palestinian society is being ripped apart. The only way out of this, politically, socially, and security-wise, is to form a technocrat government until we can get to the next step.
Most Hamas leaders dismiss such talk as ludicrous. One Hamas lawmaker told NPR, "We're open to power sharing, but they want a technocratic coup d'etat." A tug of war over control of security units has been a major flashpoint for inter-Palestinian violence. At week's end, Hamas announced an agreement with Fatah to eventually integrate Hamas's militia into the established security forces. But many Gaza residents are dubious. Both sides have announced security agreements before, only to see running gun battles break out. And the dispute over security forces is only one aspect of a more fundamental divide. Fatah and Western leaders are pushing Hamas to recognize the Jewish state's right to exist. Leaders of Hamas, whose charter calls for the elimination of Israel, see their election win as an endorsement of a vision where faith and what Hamas calls resistance eventually lead to the establishment of an Islamic state and the end of Israel. Hamas lawmaker Musla says recognition of Israel remains a non-starter.
Even if all factions and Hamas recognize Israel tomorrow, a new Palestinian faction will emerge that will not. So we in Hamas are seeking those that do not and will not recognize Israel.
Fatah and Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas is pushing ahead with plans for a referendum next month on a document that would implicitly recognize the Jewish state. But rising violence with Israel has only complicated Abbas's efforts. Just days after he formally announced the vote, an Israeli airstrike in Gaza killed 3 militants and 8 civilians. Relatives of the dead screamed in the streets. Abbas denounced Tuesday's airstrike as, quote, state terrorism, while still pressing for a renewal of peace talks. Many Palestinians called for revenge, and Hamas militants rained rockets down on towns in southern Israel. Activist Hassan Barghouti is with the Democracy and Human Rights Center. He says there are troubling signs that the Hamas-Fatah fight is starting to interweave with volatile and intricate Palestinian clan rivalries, feuds in which relatives often feel honor-bound to carry out revenge attacks, no matter the cost.
It's very, very dangerous. The both parties, the both faction, try to involve families. Become very complex when families involved. Each family, each big family, they have their militant group. And it will be between families and between Hamas and Fatah.
Earlier this year, a minor accident between a taxi and a donkey cart unleashed a violent 2-month-long feud between the Al-Masri and the Kafarna families in Gaza. 7 family members were killed. Imagine, Barghouti says, if those kinds of rivalries start to play out in the ongoing confrontation between Hamas and Fatah. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Ramallah.